Robin Beasley for 98.9 MyFM and Oldies 99.7. I have in studio here with me today, ahead of Remembrance Day, Waterford Legion President Ian Simpson. Welcome to our studios, Mr. Simpson.
Thank you, Robin. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me to come and talk to you.
Our pleasure. So recently, this last summer, the Waterford Legion celebrated quite the big milestone. Tell us about that.
Yes, we celebrated our 95th anniversary. So Waterford Legion started in 1928. The Legion, as you know, was built off the back of those who sacrificed by those who survived. So the 100th year of the Royal Canadian Legion will be in 2026. So nobody is 100 years old yet. So 95 is a pretty close thing. So in 28, we will have our 100th anniversary, and it'll be a big milestone. The Royal Canadian Legion will be 100 in 2026, and they're having a big milestone be in Manitoba. So as you realize, the Legion has been around a long time. So in Waterford, we started on Mechanic Street, then moved to James Street, and in April of 74, we moved to our current location on Nicholl Street in Waterford. I would say you can recognize us from the silos, but they're pulling them down. You might not see the silos anymore, but the Legion will still be there.
And so you guys celebrated this past summer, and what did you kind of do to mark the occasion?
Well, we had a 95th anniversary party in our pavilion, which we have out the back of our Legion. It's a very nice place and hold a lot of people. So we had a big celebration there. We had a band playing. We had a lot of our life members there because we like to recognize the people who have been in the Legion for a long time, have helped remember our veterans, because that's the main cause of the Legion. We want to remember our veterans and assist any veterans that may be suffering from PTSD, for example, from service that they've had, Afghanistan, for instance. Even those that are out on peacekeeping duties see some awful things. So they can suffer from mental health or even injuries, and the Legion is there to help them in any needs that they have.
And now you mentioned life members. So without naming names, because maybe they don't want their age mentioned on the radio, but what is the longest standing member at the Waterford Legion?
Well, this year, one of our life members, we got our honors and awards banquet on November the 18th. One of our members is having a 60-year pin.
So 60 yes. years. So tell us a little bit about this award ceremony you've got coming up November.
Okay, so the honors and awards ceremony is basically for us to honor and award our members of the branch. So we honor our service for the branch. So you can get a 5-year pin, a 10-year pin, 15, 20, 25, 50, and 60. We got 160 this year. I think it's 450 years this year. So, you know, it's a milestone for them, and it's also a milestone for us because we want to recognize them. But also during the service, we do recognize our veterans and veteran spouses. We invite our veteran spouses to come to the banquet. Obviously, they bring their veterans husband with them, but we like to honor the spouses because they have sacrificed as well, and a lot of people forget about that, but they suffered while their husbands are away, and we like to recognize that. So that is also part of our service.
And now going back to your pavilion outside, it is, like you said, it's very big. It is absolutely gorgeous. And you guys rent that out for people to use for their events, right?
Yes, we have held a number of weddings out there. People have actually got married at the Legion. So they put a little chair set up and a trestle arch. They get married outside in the garden area there. And then they have their reception in the pavilion there.
And if there's inclement weather, because I have been there to cover some events in inclement weather, you guys have the ability to kind of wall it off.
Basically, yes. We can cover it all in.
Wonderful. And what else have you guys got going on coming up that the community might want to maybe swing by, check out, and show you guys some support for?
Well, obviously, we've got our remembrance service on the 11th, which is very important. We do a light lunch after. So, you know, come to the service, enjoy, and remember. We have that ability. We do it at the Cenotaph, which is outside the Old Town Hall. But after that, we do go to our veterans plot at Greenwood Cemetery, and we do a service there for our veterans. And then we have light lunch and camaraderie and get to know. And we get a lot of veterans come that day. And it's important that the veterans see their support. It's important that they see that. On Friday, we go to the schools. So November the 10th, we would normally go on November the 11th, but because it's on a Saturday, we go to the schools on the Friday. It'll be the day before. So 9 o'clock in the morning, our colored party will meet. We'll split up because we got two schools to go to at 9 o'clock. Then we have two schools to go to at 11 o'clock, and then we'll all come together for the final school, which happens to be Bloomsburg School. So they'll have the full color party at 1:30.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the students aren't going to miss out on that school-led experience of attending a Remembrance Day ceremony. I mean, obviously, we hope that everybody's parents and guardians take them on the Saturday. Just because it's on a weekend doesn't mean it's a day off. But it is great to hear that you guys are doing that on the Friday.
Well, it's important that the youngsters of today remember the sacrifices that these people made. And by us going to the school, it keeps it in their minds. And I know this time of year it should be in their minds, but not always is it there. But when they see us in our color party, and we come in and we do the services, and it brings it to light. And they do very good services at the schools. I got to be honest, they're very good.
That is great to hear. And now for getting younger people kind of a little bit more involved. I know they have to be 18 to get a Legion membership, so they can't officially join the Legion, but are there volunteer opportunities for the young folk in our community who maybe want to get involved, who maybe want to show support to our veterans, but aren't quite old enough yet to get that membership?
Yes, there are volunteer hours, so students have got to get their 40 hours of volunteer service. The Legion is a great place for them to do that. We have Wednesday night suppers, fish and chips, wings, all of the events that go on, and they need people in order for them to be successful. And volunteer help is always welcome. Contact the branch. The Loyal Canadian Legion holds poster and literary competitions every year. So we've delivered parchments to all of the schools to ask them to get people to put their efforts into a poster or a write-in and deliver them back to us. And then we vote on our branch level. Then they go to zone level, then district level. And they could all go all the way up to Dominion and be the best in Canada. And
that is cool. So they can get that at their schools?
Yes, it's available at their schools right now. We dropped them off in September. We pick them up on November the 10th, so they haven't got long to get them finished. But also, next year, we will be having public speaking. So the importance of public speaking is to get the kids confident and standing in front of a crowd and projecting their voice. You know, it's difficult for young kids, right, to have that confidence to get up and project. So that's one of the things that we do for our youth. And we do have youth darts on a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. So any kids, 8 to 18, are welcome to come up and enjoy a game of darts.
That is fantastic. I love that you guys are including the younger generations like that.
You have to, because they're the future.
Awesome. And is there anything else that you want to tell the Norfolk County community about the Waterford Legion?
Well, I'm very proud of our Legion. I think it's one of the best legions around. We did win the Norfolk Award last year for Best Legion.
That's right, the Spirit Award.
We're very proud of that. It's a nice Legion. It's on one level, so there's no stairs up and down. We are doing some renovations shortly. We're going to have a new electronic door so that, you know, wheelchairs have easier access than what we have at the moment. So, yeah, I'm very proud of our branch. I'm very proud of our volunteers, and I'm very proud of our membership.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here
today.
Well,
thank you for inviting me here, Robin. It's been a pleasure.